Okay.
You tell me about it now.
I know.
Just keep
it's
going.
Weird, right? Recording.
Welcome, everybody, to the October meeting of the Water Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our office in Springtown, Zoom and in person. If anybody's wishing to follow online, they can find the website and the links on our website. Watch, would you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds. He's absent. Richard English.
Here.
Shannon May.
Here.
Tim Walz is here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
Here.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
Tracy Messler.
Here. So we do have a quorum. Please stand and join in the pledge of flags.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Does anybody wish to make any public comments on any item that's not on the agenda? You may raise your hand, chat. If you're online and wish to comment on anything, we use the chat function on our meeting link. So we'll let me know if we'll get to that item. Convene public hearings at 5:01. Receive public comment, request, contest, and general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and the request for exceptions in the district's water well spacing, the minimum track size requirements. A, applicants Red Cedar LLC, 4801 Glenrose Highway, Granberry, operating permit, requesting 4 million gallons a year. Doug?
Yeah, again, we got three public hearings. You said Red Cedar is the first one, Tracy. I'm going to go through each one individually. Okay. I'll summarize them, make my recommendation, and then the board can take action on each one that way if you choose. Okay. Just at the front end, just a reminder, I always put this up for operating permits. District rules state that the board shall grant the lesser of the maximum annual authorized production from the well based on the reasonable non-speculative amount of annual groundwater demand or the annual production allowable per contiguous controlled acre. And so I'm going to describe both of those for all of these. And again, will be part of my recommendation. First one is for Red Cedar LLC. This is a project, commercial facility in south of Granberry. And they are requesting to drill one well, 30 gallons a minute, 400 foot total depth, meets all well-to-well spacing and property line spacing, so they're not seeking an exception. So that's always good. This is the map showing the property in question. The smaller circle is 150 foot, so you can see it's clearly more than 150 foot off their property line, and there's no wells within 500 foot of their proposed well. So a little bit about the project. Again, it's a commercial facility. District rules state that, you know, the maximum allowable groundwater per contiguous acreage is the average thickness of the aquifer or the total depth of the well, whichever is less, multiplied by 500. In this case, the average aquifer thickness is 474 feet based on the GAM. Their proposed well is 400 feet, so we'll use the 400 multiplied by 500 multiplied by 84.175 acres. They also have a pending HUP application, historic use permit application, for 150,000 gallons per year. They have a small well on the facility used for restrooms, break rooms, stuff like that. Very little water produced from it annually, so a small HUP. So 150,000 gallons per year will be deducted from the amount. So you take the 400 foot multiplied by 500 by 84.175 acres, subtract off the 150,000 gallons, and the most they could be allocated is 16,685,000 gallons. They're requesting 4 million gallons. The purpose of this, and Kyle can tell you more about it, it's to fill an evaporative cooling tank for, some product testing for something they create there. Again, they go by Red Cedar as the owner, but I think it's Propel is what they operate under. Of course, for all of these permits, we generate a report that was included in y'all's in the board package. We looked at three different kinds of impacts in this report: a local impact, where we look at the specific impact that the proposed well would have to the groundwater resources in the area, which basically look at 10-year drawdowns over a 10-year period. To do this, we actually ran two simulations for this one. The first simulation had just the proposed well. The second simulation, we actually included the other well, just because it was a tiny amount of water. And then what we did here on the two maps, you'll see the map on the right, we placed a well at 500 feet, an observation well. So in the model simulation, we created observation wells completed to similar depths as the proposed well. We placed an observation well at 500 feet and 1,000 feet north, south, east, and west of the property. And then we also placed one at the property at the north, south, and east and west property lines. What you can see on this is, it's pretty small on my screen here, you know, fairly minimal impacts. I can see a little better. The pumping well shows up to 18 feet of water level decline. Again, that's in the pumping well. Everything else is 6 foot is the most, and that's at 500 feet away, 3.5, 4 foot, and 6 foot at the property lines. So minimal impact, you've probably got a couple hundred feet of water in the borehole at that location. So not completely insignificant, but fairly minimal impact of the well. Again, it meets all spacing requirements, which we generally look at this to when somebody's seeking an exception. The second impact is the regional impact analysis. In this, we use the full GAM. We run three scenarios. We run the baseline scenario, which is the MAG scenario, which is what the DFCs are based on. We run the 2020 estimate scenario, where we estimate total water use in 2020. This is based on estimation of exempt use and then metered and non-exempt use. And then the 2020 plus project, we simply add this proposed well and the pumping associated with this proposed well to the GAM run. So you can see this added 12 acre feet, fairly small project. And it shows an additional 1 foot of drawdown in the Twin Mountains in the down dip of the Twin Mountains in Hood County. It's probably, you know, a fraction. Of course, these results are rounded up, but it's probably slightly less than 1 foot. Very, very little impact. Of course, again, it's a really small project compared to most of the things we see. And so, again, this one's fairly straightforward. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. My recommendation is approval of the operating permit in the requested 4 million gallons per year. There is one contingency. I spoke with Mr. Crownover with the City of Granbury, and he'd asked that, you know, and like we do for most of our well applications, even the exempt ones, this does require a permit through the City of Granbury. Just because it's in their ETJ and that's the way they operate. We've notified the applicant, they're working on that application. So my recommendation is approval on receiving that permit from the City of Granbury. And I'm happy to answer any questions on this one.
4 million gallons they're asking for and the 16 million they have available, that means they can come back later.
Correct. Yes, sir. Without seeking a compliance order or something like that.
Question I have on that too. When they come back, though, we'll rerun the numbers based on
correct
these, because we don't know what's going to happen, what growth is going to be in the neighborhood that may impact the aquifer as a whole.
Correct. Well, every
so that available 12 million gallons may not be 12 million gallons.
Correct.
but they're also asking for 10 mountains, not the upper.
So the only way we can ask for those, and what you're referring to is the, you know, monitoring well, provide us with a geophysical log. Those are tied to the exception. When somebody's seeking an exception to our rules, then we can add stipulations. They are not seeking an exception. It meets all our spacing requirements, and it meets all the requirements for the permit set forth in our rules. So we can't add any stipulations on this one.
We could ask, though.
We could ask. We could, correct. We could ask.
Do you have a monitoring well closed?
I could look on the map, but there's... Yeah, there are quite a few.
At that depth as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we measure water levels, and I mean, all in AMUD's West, Southwest wells, they've got, we've got a lot of wells in that area.
I would like to ask if they accommodate us in that area.
Sure, I'll ask. Absolutely.
I can't have too much time.
Exactly.
We haven't got much over. Any other questions from the board on this one? Arthur, general manager's recommendations. Are there any questions from the public? Anything online?
No, sir.
Okay. Arthur, general manager's recommendation. Chair, entertain a motion to approve.
Approve as recommended by the general manager.
So here, a second. Motion by Director Watts, second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
No.
No.
It was just delayed.
It was Brent delayed.
Okay.
Shannon, is this the one you need to abstain on? If you would, go ahead and fill out. And Director Nave has asked to abstain on the second item on our agenda because he's had a professional relationship with him, correct? I wish to abstain. You wish to abstain? If you would fill out one of the forms for us, please, just so we have to take a record. I'm going to tell you about the reason. Item B, applicant is Bailey Ranch. It takes a limited partnership, 1015 Champions Drive, Toledo. Operating permit request at Jenkins Road and Bailey Ranch Road in Toledo. Request of $9.5 million.
Yes. Sir, again, this is a new proposed development. In the Aledo area, their proposed, the water for the subdivision for the housing development will be getting, they'll be getting water from the city of Aledo, I believe. And they're asking to drill a well to irrigate the common area and the HOA area within the subdivision. One of the things I did, we talked with the developer about, and they agreed, once they begin to subdivide the property, they will need to sever the groundwater rights, and eventually they're going to deed those groundwater rights to the HOA, which will allow them to utilize the well under this operating permit. Real quick, they're seeking to drill one well, well ID 16097. Again, they're looking for 30 gallons a minute, total depth of the well 400 foot. Again, just like the previous one, no spacing exceptions are being requested. Again, the map shows there's nothing within 150 feet for the property lines and nothing within 500 feet for another well. Specifically talking about the allocation, again, like we talked about, the thickness of the aquifer or the total depth of well. Aquifer is 172 foot thick. However, the well is going to be 400 foot, so they're limited to 400 foot. Multiplied by 500, multiplied by 106.492 acres, which comes out to 10,649,200 gallons, and they're requesting 9.5 million gallons per year. That 9.5 gallons, million gallons per year, they operate another development in the area that has a similar irrigation well. So we provided them with that meter data, the data they reported to us on that. They looked at the annual use based on how much they're irrigating in that development at the acreage. They're going to be irrigating slightly more in this one, but they use that basically per acre irrigation rate to develop this 9.5 million gallons. They gave it a little bit of a increase just to cover dry years kind of thing. But again, well within what's allowed under district rules. Did the well impact analysis. This one, I apologize, it's not 400 foot total depth, it's 200 foot total depth of well. This is a shallower well. We did the impact analysis on this as well. This showed almost no impact. Everything was under a foot. The well itself showed 0.8. One of the reasons for that is just the nature of irrigation. You're going to have a lot of days in the winter months that there's no pumping at all. And then you'll have fairly substantial pumping in some days during the summer. But very little to no impact to the groundwater resources in the area. We were not able, for this one and the next one, you'll see this, we were not able to complete the report. We finished all the model runs on the first report and the web interface that we utilized to run the GAM went kaput on us. Blaine broke it. So we have not been updated as to when that will be ready. But it is worth noting this particular project adds 29, is that right? Yes, 29 acre feet of pumping to the down dip of, that should be the, it's not, this is the wrong one. I apologize. This is a Fluxy. That got added to the wrong thing. My apologies. It should be to the outcrop of the Fluxy that was added to. Still a fairly small project, only 29 acre feet a year. Again, I would assume it's going to, the model is going to show about a foot of decline. Again, rounds up to fractions. The reason I say that is because anything other than a couple projects we did that were a couple hundred acre feet that added 2 feet, everything else has been about a foot of extra decline. So that would be my assumption. But we were not able to actually run the GAM on this one. However, I still am recommending approval because what they're asking is within district rules state that we shall allocate them. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir.
Do we know that's all that they're going to use the water for? Is there any future plans, for example, a community swimming pool, community golf course, or anything else?
I don't think so. This is the developers here with us.
Justin Bellborn, but James are here as partners, and they're representing the applicant here. There's not going to be a golf course for certain. We're not going to install a irrigate and maintain common areas probably in the existing well that we have in Barcelito, probably a couple thousand feet as a crow flies from here. The irrigates across all the data.
Yeah, it's not much. And again, were they to drill a deeper well, they could, under our rules, get a much larger allocation.
Would have any other questions? Recommendation is to approve.
Yes, sir.
Chair, to entertain a motion to approve the application.
So moved.
Motion for Director English, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second for Director Monica. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And show the director may be abstaining on that. Get that going to a network meeting. Item C, applicant Monarch Utilities 1 LP, 1535 Land, operating permit located at 4985 Pentop Road, Weatherford. 42,010,332 gallons a year. Doug?
This one's a little bit bigger, still smaller than most operating permit requests we've seen so far. This is a new subdivision being developed in southern Parker County. You can see on the map here, it's across the road from an existing Southwest Water Monarch Utilities system. And they have gone through the process and have amended their CCN to bring this new property into the area. They're requesting to drill two wells, 250-gallon-a-minute wells. Both of them, again, this is really the first, all three of our permit applications, everything meets spacing. Both of these wells meet spacing. Maps showing here. Here's the map on the right is the full CCN, showing the blue dots are the existing wells within the service area. And on the kind of the right-hand side down in the southeast corner, the two green dots are the new proposed wells. I've zoomed in here on the left. And you can see that, sorry, I was going to mute somebody there. The green dots, I'll show you here, they're 575 and 750 feet off the property line and about 1,500 feet between them. So clearly meet our spacing requirements. So again, no exception to spacing is being requested. Based on the allocation rate, thickness of the aquifer is 271 feet. They're proposing to drill deeper. I don't think they're going to drill as deep as they think they are. They'll hit the red bed before that. But they get the full allocation for the 271 feet, 1,497 acres. In the CCN, they have a historic use permit for 96,966,000 gallons. So that should be deducted off. And there are 11 registered exempt wells within the CCN. And so we deduct the actual acreage up to 2 acres per exempt well off. That came to 15.599 acres to be deducted off their the calculation. So that comes 271 feet by 1,497 acres minus the 15.599 acres times 500 minus 96,966,000 gallons. So this means they could be eligible for up to 103,763,836 gallons. And they are requesting 42,010,332. So well within their what could be allocated to them. Again, we were able to do the impact analysis. You see some fairly substantial impacts, 36 and 66 feet in the pumping wells. You know, this is an extreme outcrop of the Twin Mountains. That's not surprising. But there is, I'm guessing, a couple hundred foot of water in the hole. So, you know, it's not insignificant, but it's not pulling the water down all the way to the pump. And anywhere from 12 to 9, 10, 12 feet in the observation wells that were created. We put observation wells in the simulation. We put observation wells at 500 and 1,000 feet northeast, south, and west of each well. So there were quite a few observation wells used in that property lines. I take that back. They're just 1,000 feet, not 500 feet. However, there's no other wells in the area. Most of the area is served by the applicant. So not a tremendous impact on private existing wells. Again, we weren't able to run the full gam on this one. I didn't update that either. I apologize, gentlemen. I'm off my game. This is significantly more pumping added, but not that much. But again, we weren't able to see the impact of that and how that would impact the water levels in the area. Again, even though we weren't able to finish the report, which I wasn't happy about, but they are asking for something that's well within what the rules say they can have. So because of that, I recommend approval.
Do we have monitor wells in the area?
Lane? We measure water levels in the Southwest water wells in that subdivision.
In that subdivision?
Okay. All of them, right? Yeah.
Are they drilled out to the similar level?
Yes.
Depths on these?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and some of those are pretty old wells, but Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing below the Twin Mountains unless you go into the Cross Timber, go through the Redbud, and there's nothing above it.
Other question, because you said that I think you showed you could see it draw down at one point. What's the standing water? You know, remember all that? Significantly more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking there's probably a couple hundred feet of water in those wells.
Board have any other questions? And what Shannon pointed out on the first request, first item, I would say I'll request all these if we could. If they do logs, we'd like to have them.
Correct.
And if they would, let us monitor.
I don't.
Operating permits are new for us.
Yeah, we'll ask about monitoring wells, just because we measure water levels in all the other wells. I don't see why they'd have an issue with it. And I'm sure they're gonna. I mean, I'm guaranteed they'll log the wells, and they're usually pretty good about providing those to us. Okay. Shannon, were you gonna ask something?
The earlier exhibit that you showed, the other blue wells, those are all theirs.
Correct. Wells. There were the 11 private wells, but they're all of those were drilled years ago, but they're all folks who also get water from the outside.
And they're also all Twin Mountains.
Correct. It's all that would be available up there.
Board, have any other questions? Any other questions in public? Anything online? Your recommendation is to approve.
Yes, sir.
Chair, do you intend a motion to approve the Monarch Utilities application?
I make a motion that we approve the manager's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
He may have been muted. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Close the public hearing.
The public hearing is closed at
5:27.
I got 5:27. I had to mute my phone. Never been able to hush my voice up, and it doesn't work for me. But our regular board agenda, item number one is consent agenda. Was regular and customary items, including minutes from public hearing and regular board meeting of September 20th, approval of bank statement ending September 30th, payment of bills and invoices received through October 18th, reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through October 18th, and approval of request for extension applications submitted through October 18th. Did Director Mike, did you
have any
travel?
Trace, I was about to read in the record.
Okay, if you would, please.
I've got $73.92. from Director Micah for attending two board meetings and a committee meeting.
Okay. Add that to the bills and invoices. Anybody have anything pulled from the consent agenda? If not, Chair, do you entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Director Watts. Go here a second.
I'll second.
Second by Director Nay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Full consideration of the investment report. Time for that.
Yep. Just the quarterly report. I've got the report up there. No recommendations at this time. Just a recommendation to approve the investment report as presented.
I know we've got one CD coming due before our next board meeting.
Correct. We usually let those renew. I mean, there's nothing. Okay. It's so much of a pain and not worth shopping around because the rates aren't that great right now. I mean,
do we need to get another CD?
We just purchased two within the last 6 months, so we're good right now. Probably early next year we'll need to look at another one.
Cash balance is
correct.
Pretty healthy. Chair, intend a motion to approve the quarterly investment report.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director Berkeley. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Discussion regarding proposed contract and scope of work with Priest and Nichols Inc. regarding the study of future water demands and potential alternative water supplies in Park and Wise counties, including but not limiting to authorizing the general manager to execute the contract on behalf of the district. Brett?
Yes, sir. So I've got Ms. Gardner, Abby Gardner with Friesen Nichols here, and then Ms. Simone Keel online. I believe she's logged in via Zoom. I met with them a while back, kind of went over what we had in mind, what we were looking for. They put together a scope of work, sent that out to Tracy. He had a look at it. I feel pretty confident with what they've put together. It's pretty big, you know, kind of all-encompassing project, looking at, you know, water supplies, water demands, and then identifying alternative sources in these two counties. And so I'm going to go through here just real quick, kind of just a real brief summary of what they proposed. They've kind of broken into sections, and the first section is the project coordination and management. Mainly deals with meeting with district staff to discuss, you know, really get an idea of what we're looking for, what we hope to get out of the project, go over the schedule, the approach, and then identifying what kind of information they're looking for and what we can be able to, what we will be able to provide them, help them with. As part of that, they've mentioned monthly progress reports written and monthly meetings with district staff to go over what's been done, where they are, and then up to two presentations to the board. When I met with Simone and Abby, I mentioned that possibly a midway meeting, but if not that, then at least at the end, kind of a presentation to the board to go over the findings. The next section is demand projections. What they propose is develop a map showing demands, water supplies, treatment facilities, developments, service area boundaries, other things, and then to meet in person and via teleconference with several water suppliers to review those projections. Again, this is just kind of summarizing the whole purpose, but that's kind of going through what they're going to be doing, what they would be doing in the project. The water supply assessment, again, working with staff to evaluate realistic groundwater supplies. Part of the issue that we pointed out and needed to address is, you know, when you're looking at, you know, big picture regional water planning, there looks like there's water on the table through the MAG. As we know, just because there's water on paper doesn't mean it's realistically there, depending on where you are, right? You know, just because there's MAG available in Parker County doesn't mean you can go out to WIT and put in a public water supply system, because that water is not there, you know, in the ground realistically. So they're going to work with us and really evaluate what is actually available. Evaluate realistic raw and treated surface water supplies, which includes up to three meetings with wholesale providers, Tarrant Regional, Fort Worth, BRA. Assess new surface water development. Look at both on and off channel reservoirs. See if that's something that could
define,
be.
Define off channel reservoir for the board.
So an off channel reservoir is basically building an impoundment off the river, off the creek, and, you know, scalping high flows during flood times, or depending on how they operate in different ways. Basically taking flows out of the creek, river, whatever, pumping them over into this off-channel reservoir when that water is available. So you're not damming up the river, the creek, whatever, not damming up the waterway. You're just building an impoundment off-channel.
Just build a large stock tank.
It's much bigger than a large stock tank.
But in your capturing
like,
plug,
like
plug water.
40-acre lakes and stuff like that? Like the government lakes that they...
Those are on-channel. Those are impoundments that catch, that
but
dam
that
up.
That would be part of this?
No. Those actually are dams that dam up water that flows. These are actually just... I mean, obviously, everything's going to catch some runoff, even theoretically, that they don't. But it's not catching runoff water. It's pumping water from the channel over into these.
Would that be part of the study?
Yes.
To get some of that?
Correct. Yes, sir. So identifying and looking and evaluating those types of projects, and identify potential strategies to meet future demands. And that's the key, right, is identifying what's out there and how these future demands can be met. The next section is potentially feasible water management strategies. It's a workshop with the district staff to go over them, evaluate both their practicality and if they're economically viable. and then assess reasonable water supplies, facilities, infrastructures that may be needed or beneficial to implement the strategies. So looking at everything, you know, is there reasonable water providers necessary in certain areas, those kinds of things. Just big picture, looking at everything, looking at growth patterns, looking at how and why, or just basically laying down a plan for future growth. Now, will it be implemented? That's part of the last part is, you know, they'll complete an assessment of implementation and identify what would need to happen. And it'll be up to other entities, other MUDs, SUDs, cities, private water providers to actually implement the plan. But at least we've put something out there that is basically the roadmap. And then the regional water supply and facilities report, a draft report to be provided to the district for our review, and then it would revise and finalize that and provide the final report to the district at the end of the project.
A bit of background for the board, the regional water planning, it is a big picture look. Typically, what they look at, and I'm talking about in Region B, where I'm familiar with, not Region C, but if they talk about groundwater, they're looking at all 900 square miles of the county, and they're assuming the water is homogeneous from one end of the county to the other, then obviously it's not, considering an outcrop and our primary water spot that is at. This hopefully will identify those places where there isn't water and provide some possibilities of where to find water to get to them, which may require creation of SUDs and MUDs, may require some other action by other political entities.
Correct.
But the benefit for us is to take some of the burden off groundwater.
Right.
Doug and Simone could answer this one, but I think from the day one on regional water planning, they always use groundwater until this last round as, hey, we'll just make it up in groundwater.
Early on, yeah. Some regions did,
and it wasn't there. And now they're going to come short in the water user groups.
These
two counties, as we well know, are exploding. And we've got to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And provide some alternatives for our local government.
And a lot of the growth is occurring in what would be considered county other, which is outside of, you know, your incorporated cities, outside of your larger MUDs and SUDs. And so that's something I hope to capture here so we can really get a grasp on that. And at least put something down that says, you know, here's a plan. You know, Wise County leadership requested this at a commissioner's court. They've been super supportive of it. They had some ideas they wanted us to look at. Parker County is kind of, you know, mentioned in the past. They'd really like to see something like this done and have been supportive of this. I think it's important. I think it's, you know, regardless of whether or not it gets implemented, which I hope it would, at least we can do our part and say, look, we've spent our efforts trying to identify, you know, a path forward for these two, at least this part of the world, the really rapidly growing area. And that's what I've got here is the breakdown per task, per cost. Comes out their proposed scope at $155,000. My recommendation is authorize the GM to execute an agreement, which includes the scope of work as presented and any potential amendments to that scope in an amount not to exceed $155,000. Now, if we look at something and we get down the road and we're like, well, we really need to look at this and there's going to be an added cost, then that would have to come back to the board.
We'll negotiate that on case by case.
Exactly. But what I'm asking for is within this, with this being the basic scope, you know, authorize me to execute an agreement. And if we need to tweak something, we get down the road and say, you know, we really need to spend more effort over here than here, authorizing me to you know.
Yeah. Well, this includes some like possibility of some immediate actions. And what I might mean by that is that where it sits down and says, well, in the next 10 years, we'll have this or whatever, but something that we can do within a short period of time where we have to go ahead and immediately go to ask for state funds or whatever else to do some immediate correction.
Well,
let me take a first shot.
No, go ahead.
Hopefully one of the things that will come out of this is it will identify those portions of these two counties that there's going to be water shortages, and then identify potential ways of addressing those water shortages.
Which is immediate. Could be immediate.
Could be immediate. Now, the onus falls upon the local political government entities and or the developers to create a MUD or a SUD.
That's not our expense.
That's not our expense. All we can do is identify the situation. The problem is, for right now, they aren't identified on the regional plan. They're not there. We know they're there, but they're not there. This study hopefully will be completed in such time that it can be included in the next regional plan. And as soon as it's included in the next regional plan as a shortage and an alternative, then they can access state funding. If it's not included in the next regional plan, they can't access state funding. But luckily, we've hit the timing right on this.
Correct.
Correct me, Abby and Doug, if I'm wrong on this.
The
draft projections for the
regional plan are going to be out in 2023.
So our idea is to have this, you know, final deliverable by the end of 2023. That's the perfect timing. Yeah. So, you know, that's, and Doug's seen in other regions too, that there's holes in every plan, but we've got some high growth counties that if they have to wait till after this round of planning to get a chance to access state funds, that'd be too late for them to address an issue.
Correct.
So,
and they look at things decadally, right? They look at things, so it'll start by looking, you know, what's the problem in 2030, 2040, 2050? So it is phased, Don, to answer your question.
I understand that, but I'm trying to see if we can see some kind of minimal results in a shorter period of time. My view is that if you know the problem and you can start working on it, rather than saying you know the problem and we kick it down the road until it really becomes a problem.
And again, I don't want to speak to what the results are going to be, but yes, there will probably be some sort of things, you know, might consider creating a regional water provider here, might consider, you know, creating a MUD or so. I'm going to use a perfect example is the town of Peaster, right? You have a town that's only recently been incorporated, starting to see a good bit of growth, and there's absolutely no public water available anywhere in that area. You know, maybe a shorter term recommendation is, you know, maybe there should be a MUD, a SUD, or some sort of water provider created here, to begin the process, right? Now, you're not going to move surface water in there any quickly at all, but, you know, maybe the recommendation to create some sort of water provider that initially has to depend on groundwater and then does like what AMUD has done or what some other entities have done and transition away from groundwater to surface water once that surface water becomes available.
Toledo and some of the others.
Exactly. So again, my recommendations on the board. Again, Abby's here to answer any questions. Simone's online if y'all have any questions.
Doug, one of the things I wanted to bring up was water reuse.
Correct.
And if this study was going to look at that, the impact of Weatherford's water reuse, the program's going to have, and other opportunities in the two counties for water reuse to be used in a meaningful way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely something that we want to consider in our potentially physical workshop. So we don't want to leave anything out for reuse except for one.
Are we going to be looking at the negative side of the water reuse where we're decreasing stream flows downstream because it's no longer going back to the natural source?
Yeah, we definitely, so when we evaluate potentially using new strategies, we can look at that as well. And we'll have a breakdown of, you know, where the potential to use the strategies that we start with and why we need to know once we do if there is a large negative impact that we need to consider.
Are we looking at rainwater harvesting as well?
So we definitely could look at that.
Because one of the things the board has done is we've given grants to Parker County and Wise County to put rainwater harvesting in both for educational as well as active use for their rodeo facilities. And they're fairly substantial.
Correct.
Fairly substantial quantities and size, and it's going to take them off of groundwater to minimize their groundwater footprint. And there's some thought that ISDs and emergency service districts, ESDs, could utilize similar rainwater harvesting and minimize their groundwater and surface water footprint, utilizing rainwater harvesting as well.
Now, if you typically look at that as like a conservation strategy, so in like the reasons you reach a water plant, it typically falls into that category. But when it's specific to like these two counties, we definitely want to dig more into that, and that's something we can definitely kind of break out from just the conservation umbrella.
I think it's something we've already stepped into,
mm-hmm.
and spending our funds, and I think there's real opportunity because some of the large roof structures that go along with what we're doing, there's real opportunity for irrigation as well as other non-potable uses of the water. The few systems we've helped put in are both potable because they have the ultraviolet light.
Correct.
Purification. So that's something, if we're diving deep, I think the water reuse and the rainwater harvesting are two things that normally aren't looked at by a regional study. And I think that if we can drill down to that, that is is going to be a very meaningful thing for both counties.
Your comment brought something to mind I didn't bring up when we had our conference call. Are we going to look at line losses in our public water supplies? Because that technically becomes waste of groundwater. And I believe we have at least one district, one PWS in our district, not in these two counties, that's a 50% line loss. That's a significant amount. Are we looking at that and solutions for those?
Something that I think we may potentially be able to look at. If not here, then that's something we can expand
on. Maybe down the line, maybe not here, but if you take all our public water supplies together, and if they've got 20% line loss, go back and look at our annual report and how many billions of gallons of water that is that we use each year. And 20% is a significant amount of water.
Yeah.
And even 10% or 5% is substantial.
Yeah. And the one you're talking about, Tracy, I think that is an outlier, but there are some that.
I know it's an outlier.
There are some that definitely lose a lot. So I think that's something, again, we need to keep in mind, and maybe that's. I don't know if we address that specifically here, but that is something that I think we need to address.
That's probably a collection we're going to have to spend some time to get. We can't do it next year. But, you know, our groundwater is not replaceable for the most part. So what we lose, we've lost.
Well, and if we're not losing groundwater, but losing surface water, it's still water that's lost.
Exactly.
And if it's in this report, it could be in the next Regency study, and with that, we potentially get state funds to help replace those water lines and minimize those line losses.
And I'd be willing to bet that the same situation occurs in the rural areas of our more developed members of Regency that have thought about it.
Correct.
Literally, Shannon said that, and I'm going to look at. But, you know, when we had the discussion with the committee, you said everything totally out of the box, anything on the board. So I think that's what the board would like to see. Because frankly, part of our district doesn't have a lot of water to work with, and they're a long way from everybody else. So.
Do we need a line item for that? Offset the 155.
We have 50 in this year's budget. We would include, I assume, the other 105 in next year's budget.
I've got and that was on the next item. I've got the budget. I've got 50 in this year's, and I wouldn't want to put 150 in next year's because I didn't know how far along we'd be able to get this year and how much they'd be able to charge. So I put 150 in next year's budget.
Okay. And as the board well knows, because of our minor increase in water wells in the district, we have a fair amount of cash this year.
Yeah. And so we could come back if we needed to amend something, but I do think. And that's why I wanted you guys to give me some wiggle room to operate within the approved amount, is because we may find that, you know, we don't need to spend as much here. Let's focus more on this stuff over here. Again, if we get down the road and we're like, we really need to look at this and we need to spend some more money, then I'll bring that back to the board.
And one of the things we are going to look at is more of a detailed look at county other. And county other includes all our domestic and livestock. I mean, county other includes all our domestic and livestock. One point Doug made in our meeting with him, not picking on, but Walnut Creek, they've got a 900 square mile CCN.
It's very large.
but they service less than half the homes. So the rest of them are on groundwater, but they're not included in the Regency totals, which you would probably say that's going to skew that one big time.
Right, yeah. So, County Other is definitely one of the things that we really want to focus on.
So, I mean, that's, and like Doug said, trying to drill down and get more hard numbers of where our problem areas are. And then we take this back to the county commissioners and say, gentlemen, here's where this is. Now you need to visit your other local governments and figure out what you're going to do.
And that could be an immediate direction.
Correct. And I think
immediate in terms of water, yes. And the immediate in terms of tomorrow, no. But you know that. You have any other questions?
Anything else, gentlemen?
Did you get answered what you need to answer?
Mm-hmm.
You only have 155,000. He's saying we have a lot of money. Well, we should have 155,000.
No, that's what we. That's what this agreement's for. 155,000.
Yeah.
Anything else, got to catch?
Yeah. Don't be a car dealer and say, "Yeah, just a little extra here,
just a little extra here, a little extra there."
You can buy the car, forget the wheels. Okay. I make a motion we accept this recommendation.
I second. Second by Director. Motion by Director Mike, second by Director Meg. Any further discussions? Questions? Board, see anything else we need to add to this at this point? I would request a midway meeting with the board. So if we see some other direction we need to go or expand upon, we can, instead of waiting to the end. That's just a suggestion.
One comment. Who's going to review it? I assume the contract is one mini pages.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then we'll have a contract part of it. Yeah. The scope is three.
Is Brian going to look at it?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get our legal counsel to review it.
Subject to approval by legal counsel? Is that what you'd like to add to the motion?
Yeah. I will make that in the motion.
Okay. One second. And for your expectation of attorney, that's why I came forward.
Don't tell
me. Hey, we like you. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Got a yes or a no? Okay. Item number five, discussion regarding development of fiscal year 2022 draft budget to take necessary action.
So I put together a draft. I sent it out to the budget committee. I've talked to Shannon, Mike, and Don about it. They've had some comments. I've made a couple tweaks to it since I sent it out to those guys. What I'd like to do is I'd really like to adopt the budget as we have the last several years at the next meeting, in our November meeting. So what I've got, I'd send it out to you guys. Obviously, take a look at what I put out there. If you have anything or think of anything else, let me know. Just to quickly go through this, not much has changed. I put some notes on things that have changed. New well registration for our income has increased. That's based on realistically what I think we're going to get next year, and I probably undershot that number. I was being conservative. For expenses, a couple things to note. Equipment and appliances, that stuff around here, we do need a new printer. Ann's been working with them trying to get a good deal, get a good price for the new printer. Those aren't cheap. Monitor well drilling, I've just got that as a placeholder. Shannon and I talked about that earlier. If we end up drilling anything, we've got assigned funds that will shift into the budget to take care of that. New truck, I've got, if we're adding an additional staff, and then I want to replace a truck as well, I've got $100,000 in that line item, but if there's anything left at the end, there's a small balance, I'm probably going to add it to this.
I was going to ask, we spent $60 on the last truck. You're getting two. You're short 20.
Well, we've got, I expect a decent trade-in. I expect at least 20 on the trade-in just because of what the market is right now for trade-ins. But I'm still waiting for a quote back from the dealership. So I'll know more. Property development, I've put $15,000 in there. I didn't mention it, it's under my report. So the shop got broken into again. As y'all know, the office got broken into a while back, which is why we put the security cameras and stuff up. We caught the guy on camera this time. I know it was the same guy. He's a interesting character, lives next door. They did put the property for next door for sale, and it is now sold. Friday they put a sold sign up, so we're not going to have to deal with that guy anymore. I bring this up because after talking to Tracy, he was like, we need to go on and extend that privacy fence all the way down. Before we spend the money and take a 8-foot fence all the way down to the highway, I do want to see what they do next door. Probably maybe extend it halfway down or something. But that, Tracy has mentioned, you know, with the more district vehicles, what about adding additional covered parking? So that's something that we could look at, and I'll probably get some bids next year, Tracy, and we can move money from assigned funds for that as well. So just a couple things that might go on that line item.
One other possibility, and for the board, we're going to wind up ending this year with a cash surplus, so we're going to have funds to do some of these one-time expenditures. Suggestion to concrete the exit. Correct. So if we have to get out there without getting run over, you can accelerate, et cetera, to come off gravel. Mm-hmm. And these are things that can get prices for and bring back to us. Yeah, I don't think any of these will run over $50,000.
No, and the thing is about like that, projects like that, because we have those assigned funds, as long as we've got a line item or a placeholder in the budget, we can shift money from those assigned funds into the budget throughout the year as those projects come
well,
in.
Well, about April, we're going to have a cash surplus. We're going to have to do something with from this year.
Correct.
So, go ahead.
Other things of note, nothing really here. Nothing really changes from year to year. Computer and software is a little bit significantly higher than normal, but we're on a four-year replacement schedule for computers. So I've got two computers that need to be replaced, one new computer for new staff, and there's the bridge in our server closet. So the ports that allow us to have all these, you know, plugs, we need to upgrade that because the cameras were not expected, the security cameras. So that has ate up six of those ports. So we've got to replace that bridge because they ate seven because there's one camera inside here, four around the outside, and two over there. So we need to update the bridge in the server closet. As part of the alarm system, they had to put, we now have internet access over there because they bridged wirelessly over to the other building, but we need to get a router in there so we can actually have wireless internet over there. So that's something else, a commercial grade wireless router. So all those things have been, and I met with the Maverick out of Weatherford that does all our computer stuff. This number is based on a quote and sitting there talking with him and him looking prices up and installation and all that stuff. So that's significantly higher. I've increased our DSL cable and internet. Going to upgrade to a little bit faster internet service here pretty soon. Furniture, nothing much. Printer and equipment services, that's just the maintenance of the printer. Contribution, all the personnel, the payroll expenses, that was all stuff we talked about last meeting that came out of the personnel committee. So that's based on all that stuff. The special study is the one we just approved. There's $150,000 for that. Outside contract services, that went up just a little bit. That's office cleaning. We had to increase that for the monitoring of the alarm system. And last, that's typical of everything. And what I've proposed, we're slightly under budget. About $1,000 under based on what I proposed. So if you guys think of anything else or need me to make any adjustments, let me know. I'm going to make some tweaks based on some conversations I've had with some of the budget committee, send it back out to them. Like I said, the goal would be to adopt this at our meeting next month.
Board have any comments, questions, suggestions, things to add to
the only suggestion that we had talked about is that if there's any, since prices of vehicles are getting so different, you know, raising up, they're asking them above manufacturer price and so forth, maybe since you wanted two vehicles, maybe we can get one in this year with our surplus money or something like that.
Yeah, do we want to go ahead and offer, because he's got some ticket purchases in this budget, go ahead and authorize him to see about getting them, because he may be on back order.
Well,
let me finish. Yeah. And then if they come in before the end of the fiscal year, we're going to have, let's take a look at the line item for new well registrations.
Yeah.
We'll have considerable cash there to cover what comes in.
Correct.
Comes in early. You know, I doubt he'd find two vehicles before the first year, but he finds them at a price that's good to have. We need to go ahead and get them. Same for some of the other funds. Does anybody on board have problems with letting him do that?
Good question, which I don't have a problem with that at all. Are we registered with Byboard or Houston Galveston?
We are registered with Houston Galveston. What I found the last couple of years, Richard, is Brian and I have talked about this a couple of years ago. We're groundwater districts. Hands aren't quite as tied as a lot of other districts and cities and counties. What I've found is we get a good enough deal with the dealership, Southwest Ford and Weatherford, that it's basically been a wash between the Houston Galveston area. What they provide, they basically say, yeah, we'll that's what we'll sell it to you for. Actually, cheaper.
We always, you know, we budget vehicles every year, and we actually do both. We go ahead and solicit bid all the Byboard, uh-huh. Houston Galveston, and send out for quotes on local dealerships. And it's 50-50.
Yeah.
As far as who comes in lowest.
Yeah.
How many vehicles do they have?
Right now, let's see, one year truck, logging rig, year truck, Jacob's truck, Leisha's truck, 7.
How many?
Not as much years as terms of mileage and wear and tear. Which I don't like to get them too much over 100,000 miles. And the reason being is some of these guys get out pretty far and not much cell coverage. I don't want them getting stranded out in the middle of Montague County. Hey, Montague County is the only county where district staff has encountered someone swinging a sword on a county road, right? That doesn't happen anywhere else, Tracy.
That you've seen.
Well, that we've seen. I think the guy was walking down the road in his underwear swinging, you know, like a Conan the Barbarian.
One of your classmates, Kyle.
I think it was down around Bowie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I assume it's pretty valid.
I think it's down around Bowie where it happened.
Comment. It may be incorrect to think you can walk into a dealership and buy a vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at sometimes.
No, you're ordering. And I've been in contact with the fleet manager at the dealership that we've done business. And I've asked them what it's going to take, how long before they get here, realistically. He realistically told me it's going to be several months.
Yeah. I'm told, as of last week, that some of the orders are coming in on a few odd vehicles, like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But pickups and stuff.
Yeah.
Months.
What he was telling me was pickups, if you're looking for, like, you know, the plain Jane, like the fleet packages, like the XLs, it's a little bit quicker. As you move up the chain, it does get longer. But it's still months away. So... And kind of back to the conversation, what I would like is to go on and move forward and say, if I get a quote back and say, yeah, go. I mean, it's going to be January, February before they get here. But if we can go on and pull the trigger, get them ordered, that would be good.
Do we need a motion to authorize you?
I don't think so. As long as you guys adopt the budget with that money in there next month, it's going to be in the budget long before I expend it. So,
and do check the bill, the on boards and stuff. You may find the dealership somewhere that has
some. I will. Anything else on this, gentlemen?
Anything else on budget? Mr. Chairman, is everything look okay to you?
Yeah.
I discussed it.
Yeah, Mike and I went over it the other day.
Management report.
I mentioned the building getting broke into. I will add to that gentleman, between him breaking in and talking the follow-ups again, that he was arrested for possession of meth, and he admitted to doing it. And then we told him he has pressed charges, so he was arrested again. So that's that. That's really all I have on my manager's report. I did mention last month, and I didn't send out because this happened. The office got broke into the day after the meeting, and I forgot to do a couple things because I got distracted. We talked about our December meeting and if we could possibly change the date of that because that is my daughter's second birthday. So if I would like to send out a doodle poll to see possibly some other dates the week prior for the December meeting. I'll send that out tomorrow or the next day. And that's really all I've got. I would like Jenny handed me a note earlier. Tracy, this month, 102 new well applications so far.
We will finish the year somewhere around 2,200.
And
that's more than what we did the first year.
Yeah. And that first year was...
That first year was the largest.
And that was all those existing wells getting registered.
So all those existing wells. These are all new. Yep.
That's all I have on my report, Tracy.
And if you budget,
I do have two budget amendments. Moving money from the monitoring well program into computer hardware and software. I'm purchasing a few field tablets for the field techs to use. And so I'm going to move some money over to purchase those. And payroll expense, a direct deposit, we're a little bit short, so moving money from the HRA. And then for training, for seminars, basically conferences, moving money from legislative attendance, which we didn't do, spend any money this year out of that, over to seminars and training. Got Jay taking some training classes, and we're doing some other training classes.
New tech?
Hopefully start doing interviews next week.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve the budget amendments.
Historic use permits will do in December.
Motion by Tim to approve the budget amendments. Do I hear a second?
I'll second. Second.
Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. General Counsel's report. Brian?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'll be brief. Good evening, everyone. Couple of things to keep an eye on. One, remember or be alerted to if you haven't already heard that all of the natural resources agencies are up for review before the Sunset Advisory Commission. This is the year of the 12-year cycle that the Water Development Board, TCEQ, Railroad Commission, and others are up for review. And so those agencies have submitted their self-evaluation reports. Some of the items in those do have impacts to groundwater districts, but as you know, with sunset bills, they're big Christmas trees. There can be opportunities there. There can be mischief there, so it's something we want to pay attention to. Had a few clients ask about water infrastructure financing in the current legislative session. The current bill that's distributing the federal ARPA funds for Texas, Senate Bill 8, does not have any water or wastewater infrastructure money in it. The standard line there is that they are looking at the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, which has $1.2 trillion in the current version that's in the U.S. House, which they may take up in a fourth special session. Which is rumored to be again a week from today. They'll finish their third one tomorrow. Other than that, been a pretty slow month on the legal front. Happy to answer any questions.
Board have any questions for Brian? Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
I'm sure our next meeting is November 15th, 5 p.m. here at our offices here in Springtown. We are going to have historic use permits for Wise and Montague County, correct?
No, they're going to be in December.
They're going to be in December.
Yeah, and that's getting notice out, getting them all done. There were actually end up being more than I anticipated. And so for the guys to get all the work done and get the packages ready so that I could review them and declare them all administratively complete in time. I didn't want to put a crunch on them, and they're taking some vacation. So, yeah, I know, right? But it'll be December, so we'll get notice out early next month.
Again, if any board member has something we need to add to the agenda, let Doug or myself know. Anybody have anything else? Maybe any other things from the public? If not, I'm sure we're adjourned at 6:10 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Sorry, I tried.